Southern California supermarket workers have traded their price scanners for picket signs. Union workers at three major grocery chains are on strike or locked out of work after contract negotiations failed to bridge disputes over health care benefits and wages. Vons, Ralph's, and Albertson's stores had trained replacement workers ahead of the negotiations. Eric Anderson of member station KPBS reports from San Diego.
The strike began Saturday night when 11th-hour talks with a federal mediator broke off. Union officials called for a work stoppage at the Vons chain. However, Ralph's and Albertson's moved quickly to lock out their union workers. The three grocery chains, more than 850 stores, were all open on Sunday. Some stores, however, are cutting back their hours. Managers and replacement workers are serving the lighter-than-usual crowds. On the picket line outside a Vons store in San Diego, union members try to convince shoppers heading inside to consider alternatives.
You can go to Food for Less. All the Ralphs, all the Albertsons, all the Vons are on strike. Food for Less right down the street, just for a few days. Just for a few days. Help us out. Come on, you're a regular. We see you all the time. You don't want to support us?
United Food and Commercial Workers members voted overwhelmingly to strike last week. They aren't happy with a company contract that calls for huge cuts in health benefits and pay. It's the first time since 1985 that there's been a major supermarket strike in the region. Then, meatpackers walked the picket lines for 9 weeks before agreeing to most of the store's demands. It is Safeway employee April Vaughn's first time on the picket line. She's encouraged when a car drives by without stopping or honks its horn in support.
It's slower than usual, but it's still frustrating to see customers walk in the door after we try to explain to them, you know, what the cause is for. So it's very frustrating, and we just want to try to get our jobs back as soon as we can.
That may not happen right away. Vaughn's spokeswoman Sandra Calderon says now that a federal mediator has failed to broker a settlement, it may be several weeks before talks will resume. She says both sides remain far apart on a number of issues.
With skyrocketing health care costs across the United States and a downturn in the stock market, which affects our pension fund values, it just makes this negotiations more difficult than the negotiations in years past.
The supermarkets say they're feeling pressure from other non-traditional and non-union grocery stores like Walmart. They say they need to reduce their labor costs to remain competitive. Union workers say that's not the case. They argue that the stores are still making huge profits, and the union says the threat from non-union stores is exaggerated. Workers say they're willing to make some concessions, but the companies are asking for too much. Oscar, who didn't want to give his last name, was carrying a picket sign outside a San Diego Ralph's store. He says he's determined to see the strike through.
I'm a single parent. I have two children. I'm concerned about medical benefits. I'm concerned about my wages and everything like that. And it is nerve-wracking. And we're the real Ralphs. That's how I feel. We are the ones who make the money.
Stock analysts say the dispute is being closely watched around the rest of the country. It could shape other wage and benefit fights in the grocery industry. For NPR News, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.